Welcome to the show that focuses on the positive, things to live for. Here's Rick.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me and Faith here on the Things to Live For podcast. The other day, I read an article that wondered how life would be if the COVID-19 pandemic hit in the early 2000s. Back then, we didn't have a lot of the technology that we have today, like TV and movie streaming, smartphones, or even video calling. And if we did have it back then, the technology was still in its infancy. Among all of these things, the one that brings us the closest to one another is probably video conferencing. Emailing and texting do help, but at times, it can be a bit impersonal. Traditional phone calls are good too, but actually seeing someone's face as you speak to them makes the conversation so much more personal. You're not exactly looking eye to eye, but it's pretty darn close. Since the beginning of the coronavirus lockdown, apps like Zoom, Google Hangouts, Houseparty, Skype, and FaceTime have all become more commonly used. We all know that these have been instrumental for professionals conducting business meetings and for educators teaching classes online. But I think these programs are the most valuable when used with the elderly or the very young. Our older seniors might struggle with text or email, and for little kids, there's too much of a divide without video. Of course, nothing beats actually being face-to-face with someone. But even before the pandemic hit, we have people in our lives that are just too far away for us to talk to in person. Video calling is the heaven-sent technology that helps us to bridge the gap that we have between one another. Thanks for checking in with a show that focuses on the awesome things in life. Don't forget to swing by our website, thingstoliveFor.com. We update it almost every day. That's thingstoliveFor.com. Don't forget to use the number 2. This is Rick. Have a blessed day.
This edition of the Things to Live For podcast is made possible by Daryl Woods. Check out his music and videos at darylwoods.com. That's DARYL, Woods with a Z, .com.